Hey, before we jump into the show, I wanted to give you a heads up that my free YouTube strategy class is available right now on demand at thinkmasterclass.com. On the class, I reveal the one YouTube strategy we use at Think Media to generate over 330,000 views every single day. So if you're new to YouTube, this will help you start right and avoid mistakes. And if you're a YouTube pro, this training will help you multiply your growth. This class is 100% free and you can watch it now on demand at thinkmasterclass.com. Now, let's jump into today's show. So why should every single real estate agent use YouTube? And how can service professionals in general use video, use social media to grow their brand, get clients, get leads? I'm here today on the podcast with Loida Velasquez, who's got 85,000 YouTube subscribers. She's been an agent. She's now helping agents. She's crushing it on YouTube. She has all kinds of tips about what camera, what video strategies. And so if you want more clients and customers, even if you're not a real estate agent, you're going to love this episode of the podcast. But Loida, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So give us a quick background on your journey in a nutshell. You were an agent for a few years in California. Now we're here recording in Miami. What's kind of been your story over the last couple of years?
So pretty much before I got into real estate, I worked in marketing and advertising. And I remember being brand new in the business. 2015, I got my license. I had heard about cold calling, door knocking, what you got to do. And I remember going on YouTube because I wanted to know exactly what that was like. And I wasn't finding any content at all. So I saw that as an opportunity for me to put out my journey and start teaching agents. Initially, it was just me, you know, picking up my phone, an iPhone 6, creating a video as to what I had learned that day. Maybe someone yelled at me. Maybe I didn't have a best experience. But that's what I took as content for that day. And I just started posting videos. My goal was one video every single week. I decided to be consistent. I knew it wasn't going to be easy. I had no experience ever doing video or public speaking or anything like that. So I started doing that. Over time, I was still focusing on selling homes, but I saw that I started to get a following on YouTube from people that could relate to me. When I first started, there were not a lot of women talking about real estate, not a lot of people that looked like me that were my age. All you saw were older men talking about real estate, and they were coaches. They were not out there making calls or doing anything like that. So I grew my YouTube channel. I was still doing transactions, and then it got to the point that I was getting questions all the time from agents that were asking me, you know, what scripts do you use? What dialer do you use? So I saw that as an opportunity also to start creating some type of program to help agents because I saw a need for that. So that's what I did in 2020. So it took me some time, but that's kind of when the light bulb switch went off and I decided, okay, you know, there's something more here that I need to start to monetize or see what I can do. Because it's not only going to help me, but also help agents. And that's kind of where my YouTube channel has led me. And now it's just led to sponsorships, partnerships, coaching programs. I mean, you name it, there's probably stuff that I'm doing.
That's amazing. And so let's start with the question, why video and why YouTube for real estate agents? Why should they be investing their time in it? And especially in a 2022, 2023 world, things are a little slowing down, freezing a little in the market. Why do you think it's so important that agents be creating content?
You have to be creating content from my experience, which is what I'm going to talk about. The moment that I started to create videos, I knew my clients were looking me up. So if you didn't know me, I gave you a call, I sent you my information. What you're going to do is you're going to go on Google, look up Loida Velasquez, see what pops up. And since YouTube is a search engine, I started popping up. So any agent that has not taken advantage of that, they're missing out on this opportunity for possibly their clients looking them up and see that they are actual agents doing some type of real estate transactions, content, or anything like that. So any agent, I always say this all the time, you want to be putting yourself out on video because this is the first impression that you're going to make. And if you come across as a knowledgeable agent that knows what they're doing, that can deliver some type of value to the client, they can know 20 different agents, but the moment they see you on a screen, they're going to think like, oh, she's like a celebrity now. And that's kind of the effect that I have had with certain clients where I call them, we meet up for an appointment because they either want to buy or sell. But by the time that I get there, they feel that they have known me because they have been watching me all this time. And it just makes the conversation so much easier. Then the referrals later on come out because they tell their friends and their family, you know, this girl, Loida, you got to watch her on YouTube because she knows what she's doing and she's a really good real estate agent.
Wow. So it accelerates the currency of business, which is know, like, and trust.
Yeah.
People get to know you. They start to like you. They trust you. And you also mentioned it's an authority factor. You almost kind of like micro celebrity.
Yeah.
They're like, wow, I've seen your videos and now you're doing this walkthrough with me. And so it can help you drive ultimately more deals. But what would you say to the individual that's like, okay, but I'm terrified to get on camera. I don't have the charisma or the communication skills that you have. What's your advice for alleviating those fears and getting started when it's kind of overwhelming to put yourself out there?
Yeah, I'm glad that you're bringing that up because I was exactly that person. No experience. I did not know how to talk to a camera. It was just weird picking up a camera and talking to it. Even growing up, I was a very shy person, I guess you could say. I would hate speaking in public. I remember being in college and in high school, if the teacher wanted to volunteer, I would be the person that would look down to make sure no eye contact to be called on. So the fact that I'm doing this now, I mean, it just didn't happen overnight. It was a lot of practice. But what really took it for me was that I knew that if I created a video and someone watched it and it led to a transaction, that video potentially could mean a $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 commission check for me. And that was enough to motivate me to do it, even if I didn't feel like doing it, even if I was not an expert. And when I started my YouTube videos, I remember sometimes people would comment and they would say, oh, you're talking too fast, or you're not smiling. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm putting out really great information, but you're focusing on the wrong thing. But you know what? That's not going to stop me. So what I'm going to do instead is that I'm going to take that. I'm going to watch every video that I put out to see what I can improve on. And that's how I have gotten better with my communication, making sure that when I do videos, I'm always smiling. And then at the end of the day, I feel that's a way that people have been able to connect with me. So when they meet me in person, they're like, you're just exactly like what I saw on video.
Are you ready to start or grow your YouTube channel? Do you feel stuck and need help connecting the dots? Join this free web class where you'll learn the step-by-step playbook for YouTube success. We've helped thousands of purpose-driven entrepreneurs just like you grow their influence with video. Register today for this exclusive training at thinkmasterclass.com.
That's amazing. And then what would you say when someone has a fear of the gear? So they go, okay, I'm going to do it. I see the light at the end of the tunnel that I could build trust with potential clients, but also 5, 10, 15, 20K commission check. I got to do this. How do I start? You mentioned iPhone 6 when you started. If you give people the simplest setup to start making videos and editing them, all these overwhelming details, what do you recommend?
I would say get started with your cell phone. Nowadays, every single phone has 4K capabilities, so you don't need to spend hundreds of dollars on a camera. I did my first 2 years on YouTube just using my iPhone 6, so it was nothing crazy, nothing fancy. I was going to be consistent posting. But once I was at that 2 year mark, I was like, you know what? I have been consistently doing this. I'm going to invest in a camera because I want the quality to get better. So that's when I invested in a camera. But if you're just getting started, I would say with your phone and just purchase a microphone. Maybe somewhere to put your cell phone on a stand, lighting if you want. But if not, I would shoot every single video outside during the day because it was natural sunlight. And that's pretty much how I started. It was nothing crazy, no tens of thousands of dollars invested in equipment. And I feel that nowadays that's what stops a lot of people from actually getting started because we see so many videos, even myself. I mean, you guys put out so much great content on cameras and equipment that we think we need to go and purchase all of this to get started. But in reality, just with your phone is a great beginning.
That's a really good point. And we also will link up in the show notes, whether you're listening on audio or on video, the YouTube description, some of our best, simplest videos for accessorizing your smartphone. I agree. You get a little smartphone stand, plug-in mic. And there's different ones. You could get kind of like almost like a podcast mic with a stand or just a lav mic like we're using to record this podcast. So we'll link those up in the show notes if you're looking for the gear. But you mentioned scripts and you mentioned like ideas. What do I even talk about now? What are the best videos that I can make as an agent to start getting more deals?
Start creating content around where you live. People want to know what it's like where you live, the pros, the cons, the shops, coffee shops, interviewing the places that you frequently go to, because chances are that the owners or the workers have already seen you and you can already start building those relationships. So I tell agents, if there's a coffee shop that you're always going to, see if they're open to doing a quick interview where they talk about their shop, how long they've been there, what they offer, because now that's a great way for you to build that connection with that owner. Then that owner can share that video to their network, and they're going to be super excited. It's free marketing. So that's a great way for you to get started and get known within your community. Along with that, you know, tips on, like I said, you know, when you list different things, the pros and cons, but the community I feel is the one that would really establish any agent. Easy to do. You just actually have to go out there and do it.
It's amazing. Well, you heard it now. You got to punch fear in the face and press record. You got to just grab your smartphone. The why is for sure, especially in a highly competitive market. I think, how can you be anti-fragile in recessionary times, in times when transactions are maybe going way down? Someone's still going to be doing the deals.
Yeah.
The most known agents, the most seen agents, the ones that have the most trust. And so you got to go all in on YouTube. If people want to learn more about you and learn more from you, shout out your stuff.
Yeah. So you guys can go to my YouTube channel. It's just my name, Loida Velasquez. Website, loidavelasquez.com. And then on Instagram, just Loida Velas.
Amazing. And if you want to check out actually part two of this podcast, we talked about how to turn your knowledge and experience into cash at some point. Maybe you've been doing what you've been doing for a long time and you're ready to kind of move more into coaching, then definitely check that episode out on the Think Media podcast.